This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military says it's made a mistake on the Gaza battlefield.
The Israeli army's chief spokesman says troops found three Israeli hostages in the Gaza Strip, mistakenly identified them as a threat, and killed them. Here in Washington,
it's heartbreaking.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has few details about what happened, and the Israelis will need to do their own probe. He also said little about an Israeli strike that Al Jazeera says killed one of its journalists in Gaza and wounded a correspondent.
We still don't have any indications that they are deliberately targeting journalists.
The incidents came as National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. and Israel are discussing a timeline for scaling back combat operations in the Hamas fight. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Israel Friday, the war in Gaza will transition to a new phase focused on precise targeting of the Hamas leadership and intelligence-driven operations.
There's no contradiction between saying the fight is going to take months and also saying that different phases will take place at different times over those months, including the transition from the high-intensity operations to more targeted operations.
Israel has come under increasing global pressure to reduce civilian casualties in the offensive that has killed almost 19,000 Palestinian civilians since the U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. The White House advisor gave no details on the timing. French President Emmanuel Macron says he's still considering talking with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir